Good morning. I'm Alisa Z. You're listening to the Sunday Edition. And I've got to say, if you have ever been to Southfield, there's probably about a 99.72% chance you've passed by the Park West Gallery on Northwestern. And if you haven't, then get over there, because there's a lot to see. And there are a lot of really incredible reasons to go to a gallery right in our little heart of Southfield, Michigan, because Albert Scaglione, who's here with me today, has really brought quite a sampling of the universe to us, Albert. It's kind of magic what you have done for us here in southeastern Michigan. So good morning and thank you.
Good morning and thank you, Elisa. That's lovely to hear. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
How'd you get into this game?
Oh, boy. well, you know, I went to university at Michigan State, did my graduate work there.
I'm sorry, I forgot that. I don't know if I can be your friend anymore.
And then
Go
everybody
blue.
Forgets
sorry.
That, which is, but it's hard to forget Michigan State anymore. I went to the game Sunday, it was, or Saturday.
Saturday.
It was pretty nice. but anyway, as it turned out, it was a passion I had from when I was about 16 years old. And the kind of work I was doing was coming to an end because we were not going to go into deep space, Mars, which is the kind of work I was working on. I got my PhD in engineering, and I turned to my passion. I was crazy enough and young enough, 29, and I said, you know, I got to try to do this. I really love art. I had worked in a gallery for a couple of years with a relative, and it worked. It worked. I got some pretty good artists who became tremendous friends. Peter Max, who I've been together now since 1971. If you can imagine, I mean,
really?
yeah, like
really?
Super old buds. I mean, you know, Yakov Agam since 1973.
I don't think people really believe there's a Peter Max.
I know.
Yeah.
No,
it's
he's
like
still
I mean,
there.
We all had those posters in our rooms. We all had. We know. I mean, you say Peter Max. You picture it. You know exactly what that means. But people don't really think, oh, yeah, that's a dude. That's one of Albert's
exactly.
buddies.
Exactly. It's like a thing.
It's Max, a thing. Right,
you know.
Right.
Agreed. Peter's an icon. You know, he did that thing in the 60s and 70s and very, very different. So now we're here. We're going to talk about another artist, Guy Harvey. Guy Harvey's a very neat guy, PhD guy.
Yeah, I mean, when you were describing yourself, I have to say, Albert, I'm thinking, wait, are you talking about yourself or you're talking about Guy Harvey?
Yeah.
Because this is a dude who's a marine biologist and has all of these letters and accolades after his name, just like Albert Scaglione does. And he's saying, you know what? Art is my passion. So we have these two guys here with Albert and Guy, two guys, haha. But and you're saying, all right, I like your passion. Show me what you've got.
Yeah. Well, he can draw. I mean, that's a gift. He's born in Jamaica, British family, got his PhD, and then realized he needed to be not around the oceans, but in the oceans. He's a diver. He's a marine biologist. He's a conservationist. He's a save the wildlife, save the shark, save the mammals. He's amazing with his stuff. He actually has the Guy Harvey Research Foundation in cooperation with Nova Southeastern University in Dania Beach, Florida. Yeah.
Really?
And they go all over the world. His foundation grants money to different projects. One of the most recent things Guy has done and how we collaborated, we worked with Norwegian Cruise Line in looking for artists to paint the hulls of new ships. They've been very revolutionary about that.
Okay.
Peter Max was the first to have the whole hull as his canvas, the front of the ship hull, not the back, but the whole front of the hull. Then David Lebo, American-Cuban artist from Florida, and now Guy Harvey. His new ship, The Escape, will be coming out soon, I think in November. And it's an amazing Guy Harvey painting with fish, and so you know every kind of thing you could imagine on it. Beautifully done. And what we're going to do is we're going to be capturing his imagery in other forms,
okay,
not just paintings. We've invested in something called dye sublimation equipment, to hundreds of thousands of dollars, to take imagery digitally,
okay,
and transfer it to anything. This desk here, piece of metal, piece of glass, piece of aluminum, and to use the texture, the reflective quality of the surface,
okay,
is perfect for Guy Harvey's art, because you want to think about his art as being underwater.
Right. Dye sublimation.
Dye sublimation.
Most people, when they think about art, Albert, is it a watercolor? Is it an oil? Well, we've dye sublimationally created a phone case for you, or the artwork on a phone case for you. technology meets art. And let's talk about this for a moment, if we may, because again, people are thinking, okay, we're talking about Guy Harvey, we're talking about the Park West Gallery, Albert Scaglione, Norwegian Cruise Lines. Okay, now we're using a word like dye sublimation. How is this still art? Some purists might argue. So let's talk to them.
They should. They should. They should argue vociferously. That's the nature of art for centuries. Anything new needs to be argued against. That's just the nature of the beast. But the artists like it a lot. The digital world has arrived, not just with Damien Hirst, but with many, 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 many artists. The idea of digital technology, the idea of taking digital representations of your imagery, transferring it to another surface, and then you having the ability to change that imagery by you being the artist, the brush no longer becomes a piece of wood with hairs on it. It really becomes a digital map where you say, that blue's too deep, back it off. That red's too this. That yellow goes like this. I want more out of this. And the ability to do that in the modern world is phenomenal. You're going to see great digital art being produced.
Well, and it sounds as though this will open an entirely new world to people, potentially people like me. I cannot write my own name for anybody to read it. The day the debit card came out in my book was the greatest day in the world, because I would keep a check registry and I could not read what I had written as far as to whom or how much. But I've got ideas. I've got wonderful ideas, like most people do, and I don't have a way yet to create them visually. If you take an artist who has some of that aptitude and is able to create something with their hands, but then you add that which cannot be done without technology, you've just blown things out to Mars.
Yeah, well, I think it opens up in immense new worlds. Let me take a little lesson back in art history. So, you know, we get to the Dutch school prior to Rembrandt, many different Dutch painters, but they were trained by Italians like Botticelli. And Botticelli would get his school of Dutch painters and teach them chiaroscuro, how to paint light and dark and create the illusion of shadow and light, which just doesn't exist. You make light come from out of the paint and out of the canvas. They did this through technical means, through perspective, through three-dimensional perspective. If you saw these Renaissance painters and how they used the technology they had with pigment and perspective, and schools of art grew out of it and great art came out of it. Now, fast forward 21st century, you have the technical thing of saying, I can take existing colors, your colors that you put down, and then I can let you blow those colors way up out of anything you ever imagined, because I've transferred the colors to a series of numbers that's a huge map, and I've created a range that you can't get out of a paintbrush. And it's artists are just falling in love with it. You get some amazing things happening.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, again, I'm the devil's advocate, the purist, the old person in me says, does it enhance the creative process?
Of course. Of course. The great artists do it all. They do the, they do the etchings, they do painting, they do drawing, they do watercolor. But when the great artist sees new opportunity through development, they jump on it. That's why you see so much good art coming out. There's a lot of good art coming out in this
year. There really, really is. And I think that can open young people's minds to saying, oh, art's okay. I've always taken my kids to galleries since they're little wee. Most people I know have not necessarily done that. I'm not saying good, bad, or indifferent, but I try to expose my kids different music, different art, different cultures. But there are some groups of young folks who say, it's kind of boring. Art is boring. This, I'm hoping, will bring that whole group of people in to say, oh, wow. Maybe they won't say out loud I was wrong, but inside they'll realize, oh, there is nothing boring at all about art. Now that they can maybe relate a little bit technologically, do you think?
I think so.
That's
I
a beautiful
so. I
thing.
I think so. I think little kids are so tuned in to being able to operate a phone, text, and play phone games and do all that kind of stuff. But, you know, at 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, most adults are blown away by what a kid can do with a computer. So we're in that era already.
Okay.
And we can't ignore what really does exist. What exists is the digital technology, that the technological world is changing so rapidly, three-dimensional imagery, holograms. Yaakov Agam, who we've represented forever, I mean, since 1973 as well, now 30, 41 years, he's doing new work with holograms. And you see these surfaces he creates, and they move. He's just like undulating, moving, snapping, and they're just phenomenal.
Because I've always thought that his art already moves.
It does.
So just, now add this element.
Instead of just moving like dimensionally, it now moves sort of with a holographic three-dimensional kind of, not snapping movements, but floating, sliding, moving movements, his painting.
So with Guy Harvey now coming, how old is Guy Harvey?
Guy Harvey's a good question. He's got to be right around 60, I would say, yeah.
So here you have somebody, he's not a kid.
No.
But he's embracing this technology. He's taking us underwater with his artwork. We come to the Park West Gallery and see the dye sublimation. Did I remember the word correctly? Am I not that old yet? Okay.
Well, not just yet.
We will.
Enough. Yeah, we're in the experimental phase. Guy is driving it right now. And another artist named Michael Cheval and another artist named Bernard Ludin. Three different artists are using this technology and driving it. And we'll see what happens. Yeah.
This is fascinating.
Yeah.
Of all the things you've seen, because you've been in the art world for a minute and a half. Because you're almost as old as I am. Talk to me for a moment. We've got a few minutes left here about the progression of what you saw from Peter Max, your buddy. Yes, Virginia, there is a Peter Max, to Guy Harvey and Cheval, these people who are now utilizing this new technology.
Well, you know, I think this... The playing field has been raised. The level is higher. There's more to choose from. There's more good art out there. And Peter Max, people like Peter Max created that. You talk about Peter now, 77. He's still painting very, very much into painting. He's now doing a new series of etchings. He's still doing watercolor. But he's also using modern he's painting on acrylic just to see what he gets out of it. Thick sheets of acrylic. He paints the backside, and so the colors come through. Then he paints the front side, and he's created some wonderful paintings on acrylic that are new.
With all these great textures,
yeah.
Then.
Yaakov Agam with his holograms. The newest things he's doing are really in hologram, and they are just outrageous. I mean, out of this world. Right now, in the gallery, we have the artist David Lebo, who I mentioned painted the second cruise ship. We have a full exhibition of his art up this Sunday, as the show is airing this Sunday, and open to the public. Come on in, take a look. You'll see some really hip-looking modern art. You get the idea of what happens when graffiti meets Pac-Man, meets Cuba, meets South Miami, meets a really cool guy whose brother is the ESPN sports analysis and father on radio down in Florida. Well-known guys and a really neat family. I would say Dave is one of the greatest young talents I've seen in quite a while.
Really?
He's in there showing now. And we'll also have a little bit of a preview of the Guy Harvey art. So if you
turned
on, there'll be a small preview up for this weekend for Guy Harvey. So if people want to come in, that's something to see too.
In case somebody hasn't traversed that stretch of Northwestern Highway, before I let you go, tell everybody, where is the Park West Gallery?
Well, if you're driving south on Northwestern, once you pass 13, you pass Inkster on the right-hand side, that is a building with columns, got art in the windows. You really won't miss it.
Can't miss it.
Yeah, it's hard to miss. And if you're driving the other way, it's on your left going north, and the Park West Gallery pretty much between 12 and Inkster on the left side as you're driving out.
If you're heading northwest, it's on the left side.
Yeah, on the right side if you're driving in. And it's pretty hard to miss. And we're open seven days a week. So happy to have you come visit.
Is there a website?
Do you
have a website, Albert?
We have an extensive website. We'd love to. You can stay there for a long time if you like to. Actually, I was very pleased when we got our brand announcement about how we do. People spend on our website something like 2.5 times as much time as the typical amount they're supposed to spend on that kind of website. So
there's a lot to see. I'm so glad you came in this morning.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, Albert Scaglione, with the Park West Gallery in Southfield.
Great to see you again. Thanks.
Once again, I'm Alisa Z. You're listening to the Sunday Edition.